confusion, he became your sin. And he became my sin. And because of what he did for us by becoming our sin, his righteousness becomes ours, which means when we stand before God the Father, we know no sin. Fusion, what would change for you if you truly believed that? What would change for you if you really believed Scripture when it says that as far as the east is from the west, that far he has separated your sin from you? What would change for you if you truly believe Scripture when it says that though your sin may be scarlet, he has made you white as snow? What could we forgive ourselves for? What could we let go of? What could we stop beating ourselves up for? What could we stop clinging to, reminding ourselves of all the time? If we truly believed that because of what Jesus did, when we stand before God, Fusion, we know no sin. We must be a people who believe that this is true. But that's hard. It's hard for me. What stops us? Well, I know what stops me from truly believing that I am sinless before God. I know what stops me from truly believing that I am a new creation. And honestly, it's because I so often keep acting like an old creation. Because so often, Fusion, it's so easy for me to fall back into the old things. Shoot, so often it's easy for me to find new things to get into. And I find myself saying, this doesn't feel like a new creation. This feels like the old bow. Listen, I never want to make excuses for sin. But at the same time, it's important, I think, Fusion, for us to know that yes, we are a new creation. When we stand before God, we know no sin. And we are also in a process that Jesus is faithfully taking us through. Philippians chapter 3. Verses 12 through 14, Paul says this. He says, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, there you go, New King James, I love that. Brethren, brothers and sisters, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Fusion, there are good things ahead. There are good things ahead for us as a community. There are good things ahead for you in your life. Jesus has good things ahead for us. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul says, listen, I don't have it all together, but I'm letting go of the stuff from my past. I'm not going to let it cling to me anymore, and I'm certainly not going to hang on to it anymore. Instead, I'm going to press forward towards what God has for me. Sean, if you'll join me up here. Paul didn't have it all together yet, and Jesus literally met him on the road and changed his life. Give yourself some grace, Fusion. When you encounter Christ, you are made into a new creation. It's called regeneration. You were dead in your sins, and now you are made alive in him. But you also begin a process of being made into that new creation that you already are. It's confusing, I know. It's the here but not yet of Scripture. It's called sanctification, and sanctification is a process. It is not easy sometimes, and it is not immediate, but here's the good news. We are not taking ourselves through that process. The faithful one is taking us through that process. confusion, he is good at what he does. He is faithful when we're not. Who are we? We are made new, and we are being made new. And that's good news. In the book of Malachi in the Old Testament, when God is talking about the people of Israel and what he's going to do in their redemption, there's this verse that I love so much. It says, he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And that's such an interesting concept to me, that he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. You know, nowadays when silver is purified to get to its best state, there's lots of chemicals, there's a whole process involved. But back when this was written, the process was actually pretty simple. You see, a silversmith would take a chunk of silver with all of its impurities, with all of the wrong things that shouldn't be in there, all of the things that stop it from being what it was supposed to be, and he would take it and he would hold it over a really, really hot flame. And that silver, it would bubble and it would boil. And as it did, all of the impurities, all of the things that shouldn't be there would begin to bubble to the top of the silver. And then the silversmith, being so skilled in what he did, would gently and carefully sweep away those impurities from the silver. And then he would make that flame a little bit hotter. And he would put that silver on it again. And the silver would boil again, and those deeper impurities, the deeper things that shouldn't be there, they would come to the surface. And then with skilled and caring hands, he would wipe away those impurities as well. He would do this again and again and again until that silver was purified and ready. And how would a silversmith know that that silver was ready? When he looked into it, he would see his own reflection in that silver. Fusion. He is the purifier of our lives. And sometimes he turns that heat up, and baby, it is uncomfortable. We don't like it. But through that process, through that purification, the stuff comes to the surface, and the skilled, knowledgeable, loving hands of our silversmith wipes them away. And then we go back on the flame. And it happens again and again and again in our lives. And as it happens, all of a sudden, we begin to recognize the image of our Creator in us. When he looks at us, he sees himself. This process isn't easy. I have blown it more times than anybody that I know. I've lost hope for myself at times. I have beat myself up. I've shamed myself. I have convinced myself that I am beyond the help of our Creator. There is no hope for me. There's no way that he could take somebody like me and make me new. And then I come back to his word. And I come back at times when I don't feel like the new creation Scripture says I am. And I'm pretty sure that I'm hopeless and I've counted myself out of this process. My favorite verse in all of Scripture. Revelation 21:5. And then he who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." That means you, and that means me. Who are we, Fusion? If you are in Christ, you are a new creation. You are made new, and we are being made new. And that is good news. Sean, will you lead us?